Just the breath is enough. Do you notice this more and more? Just the breath, consciously experienced in the container of this group energetic. And already you can feel the shift. Sinking back both into the embrace of our brothers and sisters of light, the ones with whom we are co-creating this beautiful experience of unity, of the creation, the maintenance of a morphic field, powerful enough to act as a nodal point on the earth grids, powerful enough to act as a nodal point on the ascension grids, the crystalline grids, the higher dimensional grids of this planet, grids that you helped to create, and the greater soul field aspect of you then put a little pinpoint, a little lightning rod, a little acupuncture needle, as it were, on the planet, on the planetary earth grids, and that is you. That is you that is listening to this. You are that little acupuncture needle. That tiny, perfect, beautiful, unique little lightning rod. Blessed are we to be able to come together consciously like this to co-create with intention. Blessed are we to have you, yes, you, as a part of this light configuration. We come together to receive, yes, to sink back and be supported. And know that there is this magnificent group of masters of light that have our back. Blessed are we to receive. Blessed are we to give. To come forth into this group configuration week after week, filled to the brim, overflowing with the memory of light, with the frequencies and the coherent patterning of light in all its blazing perfection. Blessed are we to come forth and offer and give, contribute, uplift and nourish. Master, it is time now to focus on, place more attention on, powering up your own field. Power up your field. Not dependent on anything else. What is arising as as I tune in, as we merge together here in this co-creation, in this moment, what is arising is two primary ways to do that, actually. Kind of three, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it all comes together. The first one is through connection with nature. Do you remember last week we talked about finding touch points of safety that feel like safety? Is this a little bit like that? Finding these reminders, these wormholes back into our own greater soul field effulgence, that massive, infinite light, the suchness of who we are at the highest levels. Finding those portals back to that, that link us immediately back to that. Not dependent, as it were, again, on anything else. Connecting to nature is extremely important. And I know that we hear that so much and we say it a lot. And we can feel the truth of it, of course. This is simply about connecting with nature with this intention, with this effect of powering up your field. I think what we're getting at here is more about withdrawing our energy from being buffeted by what is going on in our horizontal plane, whether getting thrown off, thrown into a bit of a wobble by something, someone, some piece of information, some experience. And being able to instead be a full, robust, integral, contained energy pattern, no matter what. And when the human aspect does get a little bit destabilized, which of course it's going to happen, of course that's going to happen to us every now and then, still. Again, like last week, find these touch points that feel like safety. Okay, so now, this time, the message is about what can link us very, very quickly back to this powered-up state of being, which really is a state of remembering. Okay, remember this. And I think this is possibly going to be the next part of what we're going to be talking about here. What flows from the connection with nature is this second sort of portal, reservoir way to power up your field, which is silence and stillness. Now, again, this is so ancient. But I think that it is relevant now because if you're like me, it feels like there is such an acceleration. We've spoken many, many times of the deluge of information, all of the pieces of information that the human construct is attempting to receive, integrate, disseminate. And on and on. It is very easy to get caught up in that, and that sort of overlap place, that where the more conscious, expanded, aware aspect of our being is still dovetailing a little bit with that human construct aspect of our being. I find that in that little space, I'm certainly noticing that I can get hooked into this sense of, well, I've got to constantly be availing myself of streams of information, but I would say high vibe streams of information. But still, if I notice, this might be resonating with you as well, you notice that, okay, now we're just constantly, there's lots of streams of information coming, but we try to make it high vibe information, whether we're picking up a high vibe book to read, watching high vibe videos, but sort of most of the time. And are we going to perhaps drive somewhere, be in the car for a period of time by ourselves alone? Oh, I'm going to play a high vibe podcast or something while I drive. There is still, you can feel it already as I say this, there is just that overlap. We're still pinging off aspects of that human construct that is thinking, oh, maybe I need to know more or be more informed or have more things, more tools, more that kind of thing. So just notice if this is resonating with you. That seems to really be up. And bless the human aspect, the aspect of the human construct that wants to, you know, everything from try to do a really good job to try to stay on top of things and try to stay high vibe and all of that. Stillness and silence. And within that stillness and silence, even more. So we're talking about powering up your field. That sense of innate knowing of who you are at the highest levels and beyond the who you are, what you are at the highest levels. So within that stillness and silence, the stopping, within that, the knowing, the remembering, and the knowing of the expanded light, frequency, energy, consciousness that you are. Say it with me now. No effort required. Remember, the one that is efforting, meaning the aspect of the self, of the construct that is efforting, the one that is efforting is the one that is still coming from, rooted in, anchored in that third and fourth dimensional perceptual paradigm. It doesn't feel like it's there yet. It hasn't got it yet. It's reaching for something, grasping for something, trying to become more something. That is the one that we'll never find, because it wasn't designed to, number one. And number two, the third, fourth dimensional perceptual paradigm and the matrix anchor point are designed to keep us grasping, searching, trying, efforting, coming from invariably the place where we don't already have it. So this silence and stillness We're not doing affirmations, as it were. You see, we're at such an interesting stage right now in this ascension process, in large part because not so very long ago, it was extremely resonant and very powerful and very needful that we would work on our human aspects. And we've talked about this before in a number of previous transmissions. Working on various aspects of ourself. And we would get lots of kudos for that. And good in a way. To a degree, I would say, me personally, I would say, good. That is good work. But at some point, we have to start stopping, to be so identified with the human construct and all of the processes and the machinations that go along with that, and a human construct navigating through a third, fourth dimensional matrix. And again, not so very long ago, that was wonderful. I call it high-level human work. The construction of the polishing of, as it were, that diamond in the rough of the best possible human aspect, the healthiest ego possible. Cleaning up that shadow aspect, repatterning the wounding patterns and density bundles and distortion patterns and all of that. It was really wonderful work. But we're at this interesting stage in the ascension process where, do you feel it continuing to anchor there, at the very least, anchor there, keeps us there. You see, it's simple in a way. Simple but not easy, because most of us, we've spent our lives doing that. That was the good work. That was a huge part of doing the good spiritual work. But we've got to start moving beyond that and just sit in the stillness, the silence, the knowing of the light that you are. Of the love that suffuses every cell in your body, not because it has come from somewhere else and come into the body and filled up your cells with light. No, the light that emanates from your cells because they are light. The love that pours forth from the precious ascension stargate of your beautiful heart because your heart is the heart of Source. It is the heart of love. Knowing that in the stillness and the silence, that is you powering up your own field, not needing anyone else, no one else's pieces of information. And I think here the nature connection there is, from this standpoint, largely because that is so much more effortless in nature as well. Because you are surrounded then by a beautiful high frequency bandwidth of love and consciousness, of beauty and abundance and support, and very resonant and nourishing frequencies for your physical body as well. Your precious body made up of natural organic earth elements. power up your own field. And then you move through, when you've got to dip back into that third, fourth dimensional matrix, you navigate through that as a very different pattern in the field when your field is independently powered up. And independently, of course, I mean via primarily your vertical channels. As opposed to, if you're newer to this, these group transmissions, the horizontal plane being the third, fourth dimensional, but also relationships, connections along this sort of human axis, as opposed to the vertical columns, your vertical alignment to the more expanded, higher vibrational, higher dimensional, higher frequency aspects of your being. The varying coordinates in the source field that correspond with those higher dimensional, vibrational, and frequency aspects of you. Just hearing these words, remembering this, it's shifting you. You're shifting timelines. Your biochemistry is shifting. Your coordinates in the quantum field are shifting. And you're just breathing and remembering right now. Oh, maybe you're even smiling a little bit. That would be even better. That's optimal. There you go. Look at you. Look at you glow, baby. You've done it. You've shifted. You're powering up. And this actually is going to beautifully bring us to the next little bit of a message for today that was coming through the group energy. So the idea of being powered up and going forth. As that more coherent pattern in the field. You're going to then connect with people on that level. You're going to access portals of potential, of connection, possibility, that are slightly different than the ones that you would have accessed if you were not in a powered up state, a sovereign, open, clear, aligned, membrance of light kind of state. Because the second message that is present in our group configuration right now is that it's time for us to connect. It's time for you to connect with people. Find each other, talk to each other. Spend time in physical proximity with one another so that our beautiful bodies, our body prisms, can exchange light codes, frequency codes, activations, resolution codes for patterns that we have been alchemizing. There's such magic, for lack of a better word, when we are in physical proximity with one another. Especially from the physical body standpoint, that it feels to be much more important now, increasingly important. Making those connections. And perhaps shoring up, solidifying existing connections. Group energy is what is going to get us through this next potentially more challenging phase of what is ultimately an ascension process on this planet, but for a little while it might look very much like a descension process if you happen to watch, you know, the news, as it were. Group energy, community, connection, love, friendship. Connection with nature. Your own periods of silence, stillness, just breath, and the memory of light. Breathing in, I am light. Breathing out, light, I am. I am light. Light, I am. Say it with me now, softly. I am light. Light, I. Good. I felt the goosebumps on that one. Awesome. Well done.